AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. FBI Director James Comey says investigators have been looking for any U.S. connections since the deadly attacks in Paris last week.
We are not aware of any credible threat here of a Paris-type attack, and we have seen no connection at all between the Paris attackers and the United States.
Meantime, France has confirmed the suspected mastermind of the Paris attacks was killed in a raid yesterday in Paris. Dozens of Democrats backed Republicans in voting yes in the House on a bill to put up more hurdles for Syrian and Iraqi refugees trying to enter the United States. Nebraska Democrat Brad Ashford wants thorough screening.
We are simply asking the administration to reassure us that those coming to the United States do not pose a threat to the American people. We should not accept anything less from our federal government.
New York Democrat Gerald Nadler says the bill goes against American values.
The Syrian refugees are running away from ISIS. They are running away from war and terror. They are its victims. To stop thousands of desperate people who are fleeing unspeakable violence is unconscionable. We might as well take down the Statue of Liberty.
President Obama has vowed to veto the bill. The woman who secretly recorded former Subway pitchman Jared Fogle discussing sex with underage children says a nearly 16-year prison sentence in Indianapolis is too light.
He asked if he could see my children naked, and he asked if I would let him put cameras in their rooms. And which child would I select for him to watch first?
Rochelle Herman told the AP the sentence shows the judge saw through Fogle's apologies but doesn't fully account for his actions. Two men and a juvenile are under arrest, charged with killing a Los Angeles County police officer. It happened near the Downey Police Headquarters. Investigators say the officer was not in uniform and it was a botched robbery. Wall Street, the Dow finished down 4 points. This is AP Radio News. A judge is ordering the police department in Chicago to publicly release a video of an officer shooting a black teenager 16 times last year. The teenager died. The order is for the release of dashcam video by next Tuesday. The teenager's mother is worried the release of the video could set off violence. The city of Chicago has already reached a $5 million settlement with the family of the teenager who was killed. Leaders of the NAACP are appealing to police in Minneapolis to use restraint in dealing with protest over the fatal shooting of an unarmed black man by an officer.
What's happening with the police department is one aspect of what causes this to be a tale of two cities. The worst of times if you're black and the best of times if you're white.
Nakina Levy Pound is the local president of the NAACP. Minneapolis police used a chemical irritant to deal with some protesters in the city last night. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Now at McDonald's, a McDouble is only $2.50. So you can get your gym gains on or just get lunch for only $2.50. Get more value on the under $3 menu.
Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher for delivery.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.